It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before our story, this word from Fibber and Molly.
Hey, Molly, what's a 15-letter word meaning friend?
15-letter word? Mm-hmm. Heavenly days, McGee. What do you think I am, a 24-volume encyclopedia?
Okay, if you can't answer it, kiddo, I'll figure it out for myself.
Hey, just a minute, McGee. Could it be two words like prudential agent? He's certainly a good friend of ours.
Let me see. Prudential. Say, you got something there. Of course it's prudential agent. Isn't he just about the friendliest guy we know?
He sure is.
You know, he's one man who's happiest when he's busy helping other people plan a more secure future for their family, when he's showing you how to get the most for your life insurance dollar. Yes, and how you can make all those wonderful retirement dreams come true. Of course, he's also Johnny on the spot if any real trouble comes your way. Among the first to bring you the kind of help you need when you need it most.
Take our advice, friends, and get in touch with your prudential agent tomorrow. Come what may, you'll find him one of the best friends your family ever had.
I'll get it, kiddo. You sit right there. Come in.
Hi there, Miss McGee, Mr. McGee.
Hello, Lester. Come in.
Well, hi, Les. Well, what you know, boy?
Well, I just wanted
to... Say, aren't you supposed to be at work, Lester? It's only 1 o'clock. You're still on the day shift out at the plant, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I still got my job all right. I just decided to take the afternoon off today.
Oh?
You see, me and Sally, we've been finding it kind of tough getting by this year on my salary. You know what I make at the plant there. And now with the Christmas bills and all, why, we can't hardly make both ends meet.
Can't make both ends meet, huh? Well, if you just make one end meat and the other end potatoes, you'll be okay.
Oh.
Well, gee whiz, don't you get it, Molly? Meat, potatoes, both ends meat? That's a very
clever... Ain't funny, McGee.
Well, I can't score every time.
Wait, that's a good end, Mr. McGee. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you sure think them up, don't you?
I used to be in vaudeville, you know. Had me an act.
You were telling us why you took off today, Lester.
Oh, yeah. Well, sir, I've been studying, you know, taking psychology at night school there, and I saw this ad in the paper here. So I just decided I'd answer it and get myself a better job.
Let's see that.
The one that's circled in red there.
Wanted. Bright, fast-thinking young man with ideas for new publicity office.
Publicity?
Salary, $150 a week?
That's the part that sold me. Why, do you know that's almost three times as much as I'm making out there at the plant?
Well, it sounds wonderful, Lester, but, well, the publicity business. Do you know anything about the publicity business?
Oh, I don't have any actual experience, Ms. McGee, if that's what you mean, but I got ideas. Big ideas.
You can say that again. Look, Les, I don't like to discourage you, but unless you got some kind of a background in this publicity business, that man won't even...
Well, you sound just like Sally, Mr. McGee. I know experience is important, but... How do you think this country was founded? It took a pioneering spirit. That's what it took. Those ancestors of ours, the ones that went west and covered wagons, they didn't have any experience for the job. They just had determination to succeed, like I got.
Hear, hear.
And I'll get there, too.
Well, now, good for you, Lester. You go right downtown and you answer that ad. With an attitude like that, you'll get along fine. Right, McGee? McGee.
Hmm? Oh, sure.
What's the matter, Mr. McGee? You look awful solemn.
I was just thinking, Les. I was thinking back to years ago. That little speech you just made kind of brought back memories of another young man, newly married like you are, starting out to conquer the world with the shining sword of ambition. It just kind of got me, Les. Right here.
Gee, I...
So you go to it, boy, and good luck.
Thanks, Mr. McGee.
But one word of advice... Don't let them get you down, son. If you don't land this job, your big chance will come later.
Why, I'll get this one all right. I just know I will. Thanks for the encouragement, folks. I'll see you later with the good news.
Say, that was a nice little word of encouragement you gave him, McGee. And he'll need it, too, won't he?
Yeah. Gee whiz, I can't help thinking about that first big job I tried for. You remember, on the Peoria Star.
Sure.
I talked to the owner of that paper for 3 solid hours, and still he turned me down.
Well, I know, but actually, sweetheart, do you really think you were ready at that time for a job as editor of a daily paper?
Boy, was he stubborn. But son, Mr. Baldwin kept saying to me, son, you're only 19. Aside from this correspondence course in journalism you're going to take on your editor's salary, what actual experience have you had?
He was right, McGee.
I could have handled it, Molly. I know I could have. And I could have handled that ferry boat captain job, too, I tried for, too. But they all gave me the same excuse.
I know.
What experience have you had as a ferry boat captain, the guy says. Why, you can't even swim, he says. You got life preservers on board, haven't you, I says. What are they for? So he says, do you know how to put one of them on, he says. Well, he had me there, but I could have learned.
Sure you could.
Boy, they ain't interested in that. Oh, no, just experience. What experience have you had? That's all.
Yes, and poor Les is going to run into the same thing.
Yes, well, that's life, my dear. Ah, callow youth. Setting forth to trumpet down the walls of Jericho. Little knowing that when he gets there, the man is going to say, blow.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
Yes, what have Viceroy's got? The answer is 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. That's right. Inside every Viceroy tip is a vast network of 20,000 individual filters to filter your smoke over and over again. You get only the full, rich taste of Viceroy's choice tobaccos. And Viceroy's draw freely, smoothly. So the next time you hear this question,
what have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
You know the answer. 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder more people smoke Viceroy's than any other filter tip cigarette in the world. Get Viceroy's today. King size filter tip. Only a penny or two more than cigarettes without filters.
McGee, is that you?
Yeah, kiddo.
Where you been?
I just went out for a little walk. Let's see, round the block for some fresh air.
Round the block for 2 hours? Now, you just quit beating around the bush and tell me what you've been up to, because I know...
Grocery boy!
Ah, there's the old-timer. With the groceries. You better get him, Molly. He's probably waiting for tomorrow's order. So
hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Oh, hi, old-timer. I'm glad to see you, boy. Pull up a chair. Sit down.
Oh, for the...
Don't mind if I do, Johnny.
Attaboy. Let's chat a while. Well, what's new?
Nothing, Johnny. Nothing at all. When you get as old as I am, you'll find there ain't nothing new under the sun, son.
Oh?
You take the atom bomb, for instance. We had something just as powerful in my day.
You did?
Yep. We called it apple cider. Papa used to make it in a still out back of the barn. If you think that explosion at Bikini was something, you should have been there when one of them revenuers hit Papa's still with a bullet.
That's very interesting. Big explosion, was it?
Big? Where do you think the Grand Canyon come from?
Well, here's your grocery order if you have to run along. I want to talk to McGee about...
Oh, I'm in no hurry, daughter. Lots of time.
Yeah, he's in no hurry. Well, you sit right there, old-timer. Tell me one of them big long-winded yarns about your papa that takes all afternoon. That's too bad the old-timer had to rush off like that after only an hour and a half.
McGee, now you heard me. I said, where did you go when you sneaked out of here this afternoon, and what are you up to? And you better tell me fast before the police get here so I can back you if you need an alibi.
Oh, it's nothing like that. I just done a good deed, and I don't want to be...
Oh, dear, now what? Come in.
Hey, Mr. McGee, Miss McGee, guess what?
Hello, Lester, come in.
I went down to see about that publicity job. You remember that ad I showed you?
Yeah.
Well, sir, a wonderful thing happened. See, this Mr. Frisbee, you see, he's a big man, and he didn't hardly ask me any questions at all.
Oh?
He says my present employer called up today and said that I'd be just the feller for the job and just gave me a great big build-up. I didn't even know my boss knew I was trying for that publicity job, but He found out some way, and he phoned up and gave me a fine reference.
Well, that's swell. Well, did you get the job then?
Well, what happened was, Mr. Frisbee didn't get the call himself. Seems like my boss called up and gave all the dope to Frisbee's secretary.
Sure, he was out. I mean, oh, is that so?
Yeah. So, Mr. Frisbee, what he's going to do, he's going to call my present employer back, he said, and talk to him some more about me. Looks to me like it's in the bag.
Isn't that wonderful?
He's going to call this present employer back, huh? The guy that phoned him this afternoon about you back, huh?
Well, that's what he said. I got to rush home and tell Sally. Sure looks mighty good. I'll let you know. Bye.
McGee, this present employer of Les's, that isn't his boss out at the plant like Les thinks, is it?
What you mean?
Do you suppose the man who called Mr. Frisbee's secretary could have been some fella who was trying to do Les a favor and build him up for this job?
I'll get it. Hello? McGee speaking. Who? Oh, Mr. Frisbee, eh? Yeah. This is Flash McGee, Frisbee.
What? Who?
Yeah, I'm the one called your office and left word what a great job young Nelson's been doing for my publicity firm. Sure.
Well, for the I had a hunch.
Yeah, lots of experience behind him, Fris. Experience, that's the thing that counts. A human dynamo, this Nelson kid is. Full of great ideas. And experience. I'd hate to lose him, but I don't want to stand in his way, and how's that? Drop in my office tomorrow and talk to me about him. My office?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm pretty swamped at the office, Frisbee. A lot of big campaigns going. Yeah, I guess I could see at my home tomorrow, if you insist.
Heavenly days. McGee, you can't get away.
Shh, please, Molly. No, not you, Frisbee. I'm talking to my secretary. Yeah, Miss Driscoll. Fine secretary. Yeah, well, you can come to my home tomorrow at 3. 79 Wistful Vista. Yeah, my secretary, Miss Driscoll, will let you in. I'll be glad to give Nelson the build-up and...
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a minute. Probably you already have your plans made for New Year's Day. And if you do, I sincerely hope that they include listening to the many fine programs to be sent your way over NBC Radio on Saturday. I know you'll want to hear the Keesler Air Force Base Chorus and Orchestra as they bring you a special 90-minute program, The Beautiful Handel's Messiah. Then as NBC special events continue, you'll hear a complete description of the colorful Tournament of Roses parade from Pasadena, California. From Pasadena, we switch you to Dallas, Texas, where Joe Hassel and Kurt Gowdy will bring you a play-by-play description of the Cotton Bowl game between Arkansas and Georgia Tech. And what would New Year's Day be without the Rose Bowl game? This Saturday, you'll hear every play expertly called when the fighting men of the University of Southern California meet the Big Ten champions, Ohio State. It looks like a great day of great shows to really start the year off right. So take my advice and keep listening all day New Year's Day to the NBC Radio Network.
Flash McGee.
I'm just trying to help Les get the job. You'll do it, won't you? You'll help me out of this mess, won't you? Tomorrow, like you always do. It's for Les.
Well, I don't know. Right now, I'm going to bed. I'll sleep on it.
Okay. Good night.
Sometimes I... Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Robert Easton as Les. This is John Wall telling you that there's more to this story, so don't miss tomorrow night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.